Welcome to the Speak Slowly Please podcast by Amanda Gray. My name is Amanda, and every week we will be reading some news stories from England slowly and clearly. Each podcast will last no more than 5 minutes. Listen regularly to improve your comprehension. Week 18. Time magazine has included the Duchess of Cambridge and her sister, Pippa Middleton, on its much-scrutinized annual list of the world's 100 most influential people, hailing the pair as avatars of aspiration and latter-day Mona Lisas, who smile mysteriously and keep their mouths closed. British pop superstar Adele also made the top 100. Prime Minister David Cameron was not on the list, although other European leaders were included. Angela Merkel's entry states that she holds sway over much of Europe. Nearly 9,000 asteroids orbit near Earth, containing trillions of dollars worth of platinum, gold, and other valuable metals. Tapping these riches could mean a gold rush. Planetary resources will launch telescopes to identify likely targets within the next 18 to 24 months, and send up a swarm of spacecraft to perform more detailed prospecting within 5 to 7 years. The next step, using robots to mine and possibly refine ore and return material to Earth, is the toughest phase. Indeed, many scientists doubt that it's possible at all. For the past 20 years, Greece has been living beyond its means, but one major item of expenditure you seldom hear about is defence. Greece spends 4% of its national output on the military, twice the Eurozone average of 2%. It has twice as many tanks as Britain has. From 2002 to 2006, it was the world's fourth biggest importer of conventional weapons. If Athens had cut defence spending to levels similar to other EU states over the past decade, it would have saved around 150 billion euros, more than its last bailout. True, no one forced it to spend this much, but as many Greek politicians argue, it would have spent a lot less if the EU had been prepared to guarantee Greece's border with Turkey. And it hasn't been under much pressure to do so, partly because the two countries who sell the most arms to Greece are Germany and France. Some 15% of German sales go to Greece, and 10% of French sales. Berlin and Paris insist Greece should tighten its belt, yet somehow that demand doesn't apply to Athens' extravagant taste for arms. David Cameron warned that Britain's economic plight had just got tougher after the country slid back into recession. The economy shrank by 0.2% in the first quarter of this year, having contracted by 0.3% in the previous 3 months. The Prime Minister said this was very disappointing, but added that to row back on austerity cuts would be absolute folly. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening.